morning and welcome to today's Oil Market Podcast. I'm joined by Callum McPherson again. You okay, Callum?
Doing very well, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. So, the oil market has been setting further fresh highs. Do you think this is going to continue?
Well, if we look at what's behind this rally, although the things going on in Libya, as we talked about last week, are certainly having an impact, my feeling is a lot of the movements in oil are still really coming from equities, and oil is just tracking equities. Last week, the S&P 500 broke 2,900. It's relatively close to an all-time high now. And this is because the US earnings season, so when companies in the US report on their annual performance, that got off to a good start. JP Morgan came in with better than expected earnings, and that seems to have that's the way things have started, and so the equities have been up on the back of that, and oil has been strong as well. And we had a new high of the year in Brent last week, close to $72 per barrel.
Okay, and shifting our focus slightly away from oil, but while oil has been moving higher this year, UK gas prices have fallen sharply. Is this surprising to you?
So UK gas prices reached a recent peak in the autumn of last year, just as Brent was over $86 per barrel. But the prices diverged very considerably from around December. So obviously over the winter, gas prices tend to be fairly well supported by the fact it's the winter. And if we look at the price of gas in barrel of oil equivalent terms, that's where we're saying, gas doesn't trade in barrels, of course, but you can look at, you can equate the energy content and look at it on a dollar per barrel basis. And in December, when Brent reached its lows, it had about the same of $50 per barrel. Gas was also trading at around $50 per barrel. But since then, of course, Brent has rallied up towards $70 per barrel, or over $70 per barrel, whereas the price of gas in barrel of oil equivalent has been as low as $25 per barrel, and is currently around 30. So although gas and oil are both sources of energy, and you can compare the energy content of them, they're by no means fully interchangeable. In the past, in the UK, for example, oil was extensively used for home heating and also for power generation, but that's much less the case these days. And of course, there are lots of uses for oil for which gas really isn't viable, certainly not currently. On top of that, you've got some rather different dynamics in the gas market. So gas demand is much more seasonal than oil is, and that's compounded by the difficulty of storing gas. And this year we've had a relatively mild winter, and that's certainly one of the things that has been that has been depressing gas demand, and hence the price. There's also increasingly gas coming from overseas in the form of liquefied natural gas, particularly from the US, where gas prices are particularly low because there's a large amount of gas available and a lack of sufficient demand or capacity to export that. But as I say, gas exports from the US and other places are increasing in the form of LNG. And actually, if we look at the price of gas in the US, and we add on to that the costs of liquefying it, transporting it, and then regasifying it so that it can be put into the grid in the UK, we see that the low in gas that we saw is actually equates more or less to equating to that price, the price of US gas imported into the UK. So that sort of, one might say that could be one way of looking for a floor in the gas prices in the UK. On top of that, the supply of gas is not constrained in the way that oil supply is. So half of the world's oil production at the moment is constrained by OPEC and its agreement with some non-OPEC nations. But there is no gas equivalent of OPEC.
Okay. Historically, you've talked a lot in these podcasts about oil tracking equities and being influenced by investors. Why are they not buying into gas and closing the gap with oil?
Well, oil has a very significant investor following who track the price and are involved in the market. And that's because it's seen as an important macro variable that's strongly correlated with growth and inflation. And so you have all kinds of funds, macro funds that invest in oil for that reason and have been doing for a long time. Gas, though, is a much more complicated and fragmented market. It's very much more seasonal, as I mentioned already, and it can be very difficult to unpick what movement in the gas price is because of it being a bit cooler than or hotter than expected at a particular time, and how much is driven by sort of more general trends arising out of economic growth. And it's also much more regional and fragmented because of the difficulty of moving gas from place to place. So I think for those reasons, you really don't see the kind of level of investor interest in gas that we see in oil markets and so, you know, but perhaps actually the gas market does a better job of trading off fundamentals than the oil market does. So that's another way of looking at it. But I think actually is the electricity and gas complex generally could become much more interesting for investors over time, given that we've got this move towards electrification. I think it'll become harder and harder for the kind of investors that at the moment are looking at oil markets to continue ignoring gas and electricity.
Great. Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you.